Hello, my name is Ellie Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Shabbos. We are continuing our discussion of things that can be or cannot be worn or carried out into Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos. So Mishnah Tess begins with the case of young boys who are missing their father terribly. So apparently, in the time of the Mishnah, when young boys had trouble separating from their fathers and staying, you know, maybe at home or in school while the father went to work, they would have tie a shoelace. They would take a shoelace from the father's right shoe and tie it onto the boy's left arm. And so having this shoelace tied to his arm would remind him of his father, and apparently this was commonly used, and it would really calm the boys down. And so Mishnah Tess begins, Habanim Yotzim Bekesharim. These boys who need these knotted shoelaces on their arm in order to remind them of their father and keep them calm are permitted to wear those on Shabbos. Now, the boys involved here are certainly under the age of bar mitzvah. So what we're talking about here is that the parents can tie these on and let their kids walk around in them. There's no issue here of chinuch. There's no issue of Shabbos. It's completely permitted. Ubnei Melachim Bazugin. Princes, apparently, would often have bells sewn to their clothing. So they would be incorporated into the clothing would be bells. And our Mishnah tells us that they are permitted to wear those on Shabbos, even out into Rosh Hashanah. And the Mishnah concludes by saying, "V'chol adam," and this wearing these bells, these clothes with bells, is not unique to princes. Anybody could really wear them, this kind of clothing, should they choose to do so. Ella shedibur chacham behove. The Chacham just given us the most common case. Most people who are not princes don't walk around with clothes with bells on them. And so that's the most common case, and that's why the Mishnah uses that as the example.